I tried to put my workers beside Nata. Bakuzani wandani ya watu atinu agents na dog, mtu wa pass and drum. Bakuzani atinyumbe nda pasungati, wanakamba high match, nukamba si mkankala 1 month, then izankala this match. Which is very bad. And then the waku showing any numbers like the house is for Facebook, it's very nice. And then when you go there, how much?
Vina angu.
It's not what you ordered. It should be something else.
Yes.
By the way, if you are going just to see the house, you have to pay 100 kwacha. If you'll be interested with the house, you pay 150.
Yes.
So they will know that you won't be interested, so they will need that 100 kwacha.
All right.
So they will show you a wrong house, but you can see there are icon, but you have to pay 100 kwacha.
You have to pay.
But they're right. Just deceiving people. Wako pate nyumba walimu na bantu. You go there, wakoza nao waku kama hilo, but they're not shifting.
Yes, yeah, that is very bad. All right, thank you so much for coming through.
Thank you.
Okay. Quickly, Ken says, good morning, Duchess. Most Zambians are just not trustworthy when it comes to doing business. So that's Ken from Kawe. And then Brian says, good morning, Duchess. For me, a house for rent should not be too comfortable, because if it's too comfortable, it can make me forget or relax to build a house for myself. Renting for me is too painful. So that's coming in from Brian. It's 8:01, and this is where we get to say thank you for tuning in to Breakfast with Stanbic. Remember to turn your everyday back to school shopping into chances to win exciting rewards every time you swipe. So enjoy opportunities to grab trolley dashes, instant cash prizes, and stand a chance to win the 300,000 kwacha grand prize.
That was Breakfast with Stanbic, connecting you to insights and opportunities that help you keep growing with Stanbic. We believe in Zambia's growth. We believe in families like the Kwachas. Up at sunrise, ready to face each day. We believe in Mwabe, who sees a bright future in the digital world, in Matuzio's new rover, and in Richard Tembo, ready to own his family home. Every first step counts. We believe in James Monga's growing agro dealership, in our homegrown businesses, big and small, in transportation, in construction, in mining, in manufacturing, in the energy sector. Every account, every transaction, every load, every digital service. It's the strength of every Zambian who strives to keep growing. Zambic Bank, let's keep growing.
This time check is brought to you by Zambic Bank.
The time on Phoenix FM is 8:03. Up next, the main news.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM. Check.
There we go.
106.7. Bonzi.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
The back to school season is upon us. We know it can be stressful. That's why Absa Bank and Book World are teaming up to lighten up the load. Start the new term with a win. Spend 250 kwacha or more on an Absa POS with any credit card, debit card, or mobile money wallet, and spin to win essential school supplies. From books to stationery to backpacks or calculators, Book World has got it all. And the best part? At the lowest prices. Visit your nearest Book World store countrywide. Book World, where education is our priority. Terms and conditions apply. Absa, your story matters.
Good morning. The headlines. Miles Asampa content with role he played in ensuring UPND does not win Chawama seat. Former Agriculture Minister attributes delayed farmer payments to poor planning. And in global news, Trump says he will 100% carry out Greenland tariffs threat as EU vows to protect its interests. With the 8 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mogando. Patriotic Front PF Matera Member of Parliament Miles Sampa says he is content with the role he played in ensuring the UPND did not scoop the Chawama seat. And Mr. Sampa has told Phoenix News in an interview that he is ready to pay the price for defending the legacy of late former President Edgar Lungu, even if it means being sent to prison. This follows a decision by the Republican Progressive Party, RPP, to report Mr. Sampa to police over a misleading statement he made during the just-ended Chawama by-elections regarding the existence of a fake polling station, citing his comments as capable of causing public tension, despite him apologizing to the Electoral Commission of Zambia earlier over the claim. Mr. Sampa has accused the UPND of sponsoring the RPP, alleging a lack of acceptance by the ruling party that they lost the Chawama seat. He has urged the UPND to accept the loss and stop politicizing the police service by reporting him over an issue for which he has already issued an apology.
That's not easy. Whatever, that's UPND. They are just bad losers. They can't stomach that they lost Chawama. Maybe if they put me in the cells or in jail to make them feel better. No, they need to get used to losing. Democracy, there's winning and there's losing. If they can't stomach the loss of Chawama, how will they stomach when they lose the general election? I'm very content that we defended, I was part of defending Edgar Lungu's territory, or Edgar Lungu's domain, Edgar Lungu's village, which is Chawama. I survived pangas in there in front of the police, but the investigation of the UPND cadres.
Meanwhile, the Zambia Police Service has confirmed receiving a report against Mr. Sampa lodged at Lusaka Central Police Station yesterday by ECZ Corporate Affairs Officer Rafael Piri. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilavi says the report alleges that Mr. Sampa transmitted false information about a fake polling station along Ring Road in Lusaka during the Chawama by-elections. Mr. Chilavi says police have since opened a docket for transmission of unsolicited or deceptive communication, contrary to Section 19 of the Cyber Crimes Act No. 4 of 2025, and investigations are underway.
The Zambia Police Service wishes to confirm that it has received a formal complaint against Honorable Mao Sampa. The complaint was lodged at Lusaka Central Police Station on January 19, 2026, by Mr. Rafael Piri, age 53, a corporate affairs officer at the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, on behalf of the commission. The complaint relates to an incident on January 15, 2026, in which Honorable Mao Sampa is alleged to have transmitted information that the Electoral Commission of Zambia maintains is false, stating that a fake polling station had been opened along Ring Road in Lusaka.
Former Agriculture Minister Eustachio Kazonga has attributed the delayed payment of some farmers by the Food Reserve Agency, FRA, to poor planning. Mr. Kazonga says while the FRA has assured farmers that funds have been released to paying banks, the situation reflects weaknesses in advance planning for the 2025 crop marketing season. He noted that the agency purchased more maize than was initially planned for, a move which strained the payment system and contributed to the delays now being experienced by farmers in some districts. Mr. Kazonga, in an interview with Phoenix News, has acknowledged that the challenge presents an important lesson for future seasons, especially as Zambia continues to record high maize yields. He says indications of increased production should guide government planning so that adequate resources are set aside in advance to avoid similar situations. Mr. Kazonga has, however, expressed hope that government would strengthen its planning mechanisms in future farming seasons to ensure timely payments and maintain farmers' confidence in national crop marketing season systems.
It's an issue of planning. So the planning for the marketing season should be done early. Of course, they had budgeted farmers still had a lot of maize in excess of what was budgeted for. So you expect, obviously, the deficit. So government had to look for money.